What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we cover everything going on across the Bitcoin ecosystem. I'm your host, Jacob Brown, but you'll see me around as Jake Blockchain. And this is a This Week in Bitcoin episode. So we're covering everything that I saw across Bitcoin, Lightning, Stacks, Liquid, RSK, anything else. It's been quieter than usual. I think everyone's still kind of reeling from the SBF craziness, but also I think everyone just kind of heads down building maybe, but also could be missing stuff. So it's a lighter week than usual, but let's just jump right into it, not waste any time. So starting with Bitcoin main chain, the two big things I saw. One is I have this thesis that once an ecosystem has a very effortless and frictionless pegout system, I think people are going to start to move to that. That's not to say that, you know, the not your keys, not your coins thing is not super important. It is. But I think when it comes to a certain level of risk people will take and put it onto, say, Stacks as SBTC or Liquid as LBTC or RSK as RBTC or this new one called BTC.B, if it's safe enough and it's proved out over time, I think people will move to that if the apps are there. And so all that is to say that there is a new bridge and token on Avalanche called BTC.B. And it's part of, they have something called Layer Zero, which is a omni-chain fungible token, is how they describe it. And basically it allows you to bridge in Bitcoin from main chain into this asset called BTC.B and then use it across all of the ETH ecosystem pretty easily. So we'll see how it plays out. I watched a video on how the bridging process works. It looks pretty clean. Obviously there's some risk there, but something I'm watching. I think this space is, it goes against some of the core Bitcoiner ethos when it comes to just holding the stuff on a hardware wallet. But I think when it comes to the narrative switching into how do you use your Bitcoin, Lightning is a big one, but something like BTCB or what's happening on Stacks and RSK, I think it's going to be even bigger over time. So yeah, something I'm watching, and you can check out the links in the description to see any of this. The other big one is Bitcoin Core released their version 24, and it had a pretty big and kind of controversial update in it related to the mempool and something called replace by fee. So the gist of it is the mempool is just this kind of like place that unconfirmed transactions go before they've been picked up and put in a block by a miner. And if you want to increase your chances of getting to the top of that mempool list, you can increase your fee, which is what you use this function called replace by fee. So you're swapping out your previous transaction, and you could put this more expensive one in front of it, and instead of doing a double spend, it just replaces your transaction, and hopefully that higher fee will get picked up by miners because the economic incentive is there. So there's been companies that do something called zero conf transactions, where while transactions are in the mempool, they're watching the mempool, and then they can automatically confirm that transaction for you because there's a pretty safe assumption it'll get mined on a certain amount of time. And I won't go too much more into that because I'm going to be past my skis, but there's a fantastic thread. I'll link in the description, or if you subscribe to the newsletter, it's in there. But it goes into why this was so contentious and why the culture, kind of Bitcoin culture, ultimately went with the changing this option and enabling replace by fee versus the opposite. So yeah, something to look at though. It is a small change in the grand scheme of things, but it is a change that does affect some businesses, and that's why there was some tension. So something to watch. All right, next up we got Stacks. And before I jump into Stacks, a quick word from my sponsor.
We all know Bitcoin is for the innovators, the revolutionaries, and the builders looking to build a better world for themselves and for the next generation. We also know the saying, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now. The same thing applies to building on Bitcoin. If you want to come build with the most active developer community building new use cases for Bitcoin, then it's time you make the leap to learning Clarity. Clarity is the Stack's smart contract programming layer, which enables us to work on DeFi, smart contracts, and so much more, all built with the safety and security that comes with Bitcoin. Start today by going to start.stacks.org. Start.stacks.org has a five-step journey that will take you from complete Stacks novice to teaching you Clarity, all the way to finding a job with a Web3 Stack startup. Don't wait another month, year, or decade waiting to get involved in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Start building on Bitcoin today. Go to start.stacks.org to start learning and building today.
All right, so jumping into Stacks, there was two main things I saw. Gamma is an NFT marketplace on Stacks, and they just announced that they're adding functionality for Ethereum wallets. So now you can connect your Ethereum wallet, whether it's MetaMask or Wallet Connect or something else, and you can show your ETH NFTs on your .BTC profile on Gamma. So now you have your Stacks NFTs and your ETH NFTs displayed in one nice graphical interface. It could be like your home base, your portfolio of all your NFT collections. So that's pretty cool. Same thing, NFT or Ethereum people, wallet holders, they can launch collections from the Gamma creator tools. So trying to launch your own collection is kind of tricky still. And Gamma's kind of been blazing the trails on how to make these no-code solutions to make it super easy to launch your own collection and own your contract. So they're bringing that to ETH as well, which is a step in the right direction of being able to go kind of cross-chain, but have it all reside around this .BTC name, which I think is powerful. So love what they're doing. That's super exciting. And then on the DeFi side, Alex has they proposed some changes to the tokenomics a few weeks ago. This was in conjunction with their team and Maddie Stacks, who is the tokenomics resident at the Stacks Foundation. And the vote starts in something like a couple of days. I think we're about 700 blocks away as of the time of this recording on Saturday, November 26th at 4 p.m. So something to watch if you're an Alex holder and you want to see what they're doing going forward. I think the big change is they're going to tie token emissions to trading volume, or how much volume is on the platform. So if it's slow, token emissions will trickle out. If things ramp up, then they'll go accordingly, which on kind of retrospect seems like the way to go. Just basing off of time versus like a sliding scale or an adjustable scale makes a lot of sense. And then last in Stacks land, if you're a founder building the Bitcoin ecosystem, especially if you're in the Stack space, Stacks Ventures is taking on founders and looking for our next few investments for the accelerator program. So right now, applications are open until December 15th. Next cohort runs in early February. So if you're interested, I'll hit the link below, but you can also hit me up. I'd love to chat with you. All right, next up, we got Lightning. Not too much happened on Lightning, but a few I saw. There's a app called Torque that's on the Umbral store, and this allows you to connect to your Lightning node and get analytics and data on how your node is running and how channels are operating from liquidity and fees and that kind of thing. So it gives you nice, easy data to look at from one dashboard. Next up, BTC Pay Server. This is probably the most used app to run your own node and accept payments from a front end. They released version 1.7, which allows you to receive Bitcoin from one unified QR code. So if you saw a couple weeks ago, Cash App announced that they have Lightning integration into the Cash App app. But what they also did is when you scan a QR code in Cash App, it's a unified code. So it can link you to Bitcoin on-chain or Lightning without having to be different QR codes. So it's starting to abstract it. And then the wallets can choose which one do you want to do, which network do you want to use. And so BTC Pay Server is using that same functionality where if you want to use, you spin up one QR code for your customer to pay you. And then when they scan that QR code, it'll give them the option. If they're using a Lightning only wallet, it'll be Lightning. If they're using a multi-wallet, it'll give them the option. And if it's just a Bitcoin only wallet, they'll pay with on-chain. So super easy, makes it more seamless, which ultimately should be the way to go, where if Lightning is Bitcoin, just make it easy and based off of fees, or really just about abstracting the user experience, where it's just as easy as possible to, I scan it, I pay you. The rest, just don't worry about it. So that's cool. And then last, Dergigi, I think that's how you say it, pretty prominent on Twitter. He wrote a little blog article on Stacker News about the kind of future of the value economy, and he did it through the lens of the Web2 world had to treat attention as currency because it's all it had. And now with Web3, we can start to shift some of that narrative and not have attention and eyeballs and focus and ads be the main way that we extract value or get value from our customers, but we can have Lightning and Bitcoin be at the core of it and just put it into more and more interfaces and make it more and more frictionless, which I'm super, super bullish on with things like Mash or Albi. I think they're just the first inning, but once you start using it, just having a Chrome extension that holds like 10 bucks in BTC that you can just click and it sends off, you know, 3 cents of value for an article, it just changes things so radically. I'm super bullish on it. All right. Last two things. We got one for RSK, one for Blockstream. So RSK, the main thing I saw, there is Sergio Lerner, who is the chief architect, one of the main guys at RSK that builds out the actual core blockchain. He had an interview and sat down with Edon Yago from Sovereign, and they just chopped it up. They're at some conference together and chopped it up. So I highly recommend you watch that one if you like those guys. They're kind of in the non-dogmatic Bitcoin camp, which is always good to see. All right, and then last but not least, I somehow missed this. It was announced over a month ago, but Blockstream has their own new smart contract programming language called Simplicity. So they're doing this big push. I talked about it in the last update video of Build on L2, which is their new initiative to attract Bitcoin developers to, or developers to build on the Bitcoin ecosystem. Obviously with the focus on Liquid and Blockstream, but they're branding it as Bitcoin, kind of like how Stax has gotten roasted for that over the years. It's mostly about just treating it as, if you want to build in the Bitcoin ecosystem, this is the place that you can come to. And so there's a video of Adam Back announcing it. He kind of does a 5-minute spiel on what this new language is about. Again, it's called Simplicity. Yeah, I don't know much about that besides that, but I think that's kind of a big development, and somehow it slipped through my Twitter timeline. So that's it. That's all I got for this week in Bitcoin. I've been off for a couple weeks, but I'm back. And yeah, we'll keep it going through the bear market. Till next time. Love y'all. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin. I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting. I've been waiting now. I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, because I don't.